everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is...
It's Life in the Lair!
Nah, it's
pre-recorded.
Alright, now today's request I have gotten probably two or three dozen times in the past 15 years from servicemen and first responders alike. If you didn't know, I'm just going to let you know again, we have an insanely high suicide rate among servicemen, veterans, first responders. They're exposed to a lot of death, mayhem, pain, and evil on a regular basis. To survive such a thing, you need to do some type of mental gymnastics.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, now I myself, you know, 33 years in the Army, I was almost killed twice, served basically almost the entire year of 2004 in Iraq, and I was stationed at Abu Ghraib prison, where we were mortared between one and five times a day. And I'm going to tell you right now, the carnage I was exposed to for that is enough to last three lifetimes. Now, we have first responders out there who ride up on all kinds of crazy scenes that are not taking place in a war zone. They're taking place here in the United States in civilian land. All right. Or I have also individuals watching in the Western world, and these things happen. The United States seems to be a little worse right around now, especially in the blue city hellholes. But that's another video. All right. Now, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a counselor. I am a dude that has been in the trenches, survived a lot of bullshit, and one of the main reasons I'm still walking around not totally insane is the mental gymnastics that I had to do while I was exposed to this straight-up horror. It is what it is. Man can do all kinds of horrific things to his fellow man, and a small percentage of those men don't give a shit, doesn't bother them at all. But they are the exception, not the rule. And if you have any morals, code of honor, or anything of the like, when you get exposed to enough, it will break you. All right? Even with the mental gymnastics, once the buffer overflows, it gets pretty crazy. I made a whole video on just PTSD itself. I did that like 5 or 6 years ago. We'll put the link in the description so you guys can get caught up. Here we go. We have over here, you have the United States Army. I did 33 years in the Army program between Reserve, Active, and National Guard. All right, you have the United States Marine Corps, which I highly recommend you not joining, since they treat their people like absolute shit and they fight stupidly.
Would this brilliant plan involve us climbing out of our trenches and walking very slowly towards the enemy, sir?
If you don't agree with me and you think I'm wrong, comments below, we can have an argument about it. You have the Navy. Need I say more? There's a reason they walk around in those tidy whities, so shall we say. Then you have the Air Force, which I call shammers. Shut up, you know you are. If you get stationed alongside Army people, they pay you extra money because of harsh living conditions.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Now, you Air Force guys, I'm not taking anything away from your scam, but please mix up a bunch of sand with some olive oil and pound it right up your ass. All right. Next, you have the Coast Guard. Now, typically the Coast Guard, those guys don't see it too much craziness, but I'm not going to take it away from them because they do have guns on their boats and sometimes shit fucking goes down. Next, you have the police. All right, now you have the city police, the county police or sheriff, state police, and the federal police. Now, typically in the smaller cities, the city police don't really get exposed to an over amount of craziness. Now, let's just be honest, New York, Chicago, LA, and some of the other big blue city hellholes, they're war zones. So, you know, those city police see some shit. And in my opinion, they don't pay them enough. Now, the county police, those guys are, you know, if they have a freeway running through them or they have a big city in the county, they're going to see their share of craziness.
You see something down there, Chief?
No, I just think I'm going to barf.
State police, they see a lot more on the regular, on the roads. I've talked to, over the past 15 years, a couple dozen state troopers from various states. Who were crushed and broken by some of the shit they had to come across, you know. Like, for instance, this one police officer, you know, rolled up on an accident with three minor children. Oldest one was like six. The other two were younger. And the father fell asleep, head on collision. Everyone ripped to pieces. And that just tore him to shreds. Understandably, I got it. But we live in the real world. It is not a good place to live. And, you know, believe it or not, existing is difficult and it sucks. I'm just saying, it is what it is. Then you have the federal police. I know a lot of guys who were feds who went their entire career and never pulled their weapon out of their holster. Then you have some other agencies, which, in my opinion, are overzealous and don't have a problem dropping the hammer on people.
That I must have my men enter your home and conduct a thorough search. You're sheltering enemies of the state, are you not?
That, in my opinion, needs to be fixed. And next, you have the ambulance drivers and firefighters. Now, the ambulance and firefighters, they see a whole different... how should we say this, side of the horror out there. They're the guys who put people in the limousine service and ferry them to the hospitals where they're reported dead. Seldomly do they get taken directly to a funeral home. So those guys are exposed to just all kinds of spaghetti works, worm pile, death, blood, and gore.
Well, I think you should go see Guar play a show.
Firefighters the same. Except sometimes they come across people who are burnt to a fucking crisp. And I have seen some of that on a few occasions in Iraq. And I'm going to tell you, the smell and the sight never leaves you.
I smell bacon! 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 Gotta be bacon! Only one thing smells like bacon! That's bacon!
Straight up. All right, so these guys here are going to be, you know, basically exposed to oblivion, death, it's pretty much self-explanatory, wounding, and maiming. All right. The difference, in my opinion, between wounding and maiming is typically an injury where you have a reasonable chance of recovering from is a wounding. If you receive an injury which is not going to be recoverable, i.e. missing limbs, organs, what have you, eyes. It's a maiming. And again, if you have any compassion for your fellow man, that is absolutely soul-crushing. There are circumstances where you can look the other way or just say, hey, look, you know, maybe they had it coming, but those are rare. And in my opinion, Well, I'll just leave my opinion there. All right. You get to see the injustice of the world. You get to see just how unfair shit is. The police see this all the time. They arrest douchebags that have done some horrific shit. And because of technicalities, these douches get let out. I've heard guys tell me that's incredibly crushing to their souls. And I get it. I do. It is what it is. And then they get to see the horrors of what man can do to each other. Drive-by shootings. Intentional arson where people get killed. War. War zones are particularly egregious in this regard. You know, when you're dropping fast mover bombs, calling in A-10s, Apaches, any type of indirect fire, you're going to have all kinds of casualties that were not intended. You know, it is what it is. It's a war zone. I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you, we live in a very violent, evil world, and this shit is going to take place. Now we'll move over to the next board.
I can't do it!
Now over here are some mental strategies that you can use when you come across this, all right? These are the mental strategies, which are mostly filters, and this is how your mind works. And then if you don't process everything correctly, it's going to get stuck here in your central processing unit, and it's going to haunt you fucking forever. That's the truth. All right, first thing you do, when you come across this horse shit and you process a scene or you have to deal with, you know, just egregious shit, you need to talk about it immediately. Immediately. You need to get it out before it settles in and it stays forever. I made it a point when I was in Iraq and my guys came off sector and shit went down. I was literally the first one there, and I had them talking about it, all right? And they have to have faith in you that you're not going to run them up the fucking flagpole. There has to be some trust there between you and your guys, all right? It is what it is. There's a lot of gray area in there, and we don't live in a black and white world. Things would be very easy then, but what you're doing here when you talk about it immediately is you're scooping the bad shit out of the way down to your mind. You're basically filtering it out. You're not giving it a chance to settle down into your fucking CPU. All right. This has to, again, immediately. The second one here is you need to remove yourself from the situation. Now, this is you can do this mentally or you can do it spiritually. Both is preferred. All right. Now, I'm not going to sit here and peddle, God to you. I don't do that here in this channel. I just refer to everything like that as the universe provides. And it's up to you to figure out how your relationship with the universe will play out. But yeah, you need to mentally remove yourself. And, one of experiences I had, we had a mass casualty event on Abu Ghraib prison, and the low priority camp was hit by, so I think it was somewhere between 6 and 11 4-inch mortars, and it tore up like somewhere between 200 and 350 people. Of all of those that were hit, I believe 100 and some change were actually given medical care, the rest were dead. And I was on the second wave, meaning I was not there to treat wounded people. I got hey-you'd to be the NCO in charge of picking up all the dead body pieces. That was incredibly difficult. And I processed it by just stepping out and just going through the motions. Look, it has to be done. It is what it is. And you have to come to terms that you had nothing to do with it. It just happened. The world fucking sucks. And that's just the way it is. Spiritually, some guys were able to do it, you know, power of God, Jesus, the Torah, you know, whatever. I didn't rely on this back then. Today, I'm a different person. You get knocked out of your body once and it changes you forever. Next is reasons for being there. Now, each one of these is a filter. All right, remove yourself from the situation. You filter out more of the bad shit. Reasons for being there. Again, that's another filter. It's justifying why you're there. Like, if you are a police officer, you roll up on a horrible fucking scene. In the back of your mind, you're like, I'm a cop. This is my job. That's your justification, your reason for being there. There's a lot of veterans out there who are all about the United States and the government, believed everything what they said. And then a decade, two, three decades later, they realize it's all bullshit. And then they start feeling guilt, shame, and remorse, which I totally get it. But again, this is a fucking horrific place we live, full of evil. Black and white is very rare, and everything is a shade of gray, in my opinion. Next, if these three strategies don't really get enough of, you know, filter out enough of the bullshit coming down the pipe into your CPU, use humor. Humor is the ultimate defense against the universe.
Not everybody can handle my condition!
We're picking up pieces of body parts at Abu Ghraib prison. And it still bothers me to talk about this. And I handled it like an auctioneer. And because all of the people that were, you know, assisting me were all hey-you'd. Basically, people walking by, and we had some officers like, you get in there, work a shovel, work a rake. You know, we need to get this shit taken care of. And I had to turn it in some sick-ass humor. And we put out the body bags, and I'd be like, all right, bring me a head. I need some head. Give me a head. All right, torso, leg. And once you put a little humor into it, it removes you from the situation a little bit. And that is where cops, first responders, and combat veterans develop that dark fucking humor. It is a defense against the universe, and it helps you process the shit that has made it into your CPU. All right, your key here is once it gets into your CPU, you need to take the emotion out of it, because the emotion, in my opinion, is the glue that makes these traumatic events stick inside your CPU, and they run in the background, and that's called PTSD. It is what it is. Some people have a higher tolerance for that than others. I myself suffer from PTSD, and I handle it by avoiding the triggers. Sometimes I'm unsuccessful, but it is what it is. I've done several videos on this subject. I have my own strategies for dealing with it, but that's another video. Next, you need to remain objective. You need to take the emotion out of it. So what's going on here is all of this negative shit is filtering down the pipe, and the filters do what they can, but some of it's going to get through. And again, you need to be objective here. Take the emotion out of it so it doesn't run in the background in your mind. And some of these guys, if you do it long enough, this stuff stacks up. It does. Again, I've said it before in the beginning of this video. A man can only see so much before the buffer overflows. And then shit happens. Okay. If you're unsuccessful in this, and you get too much of this negativity or images or experiences, whatever you want to call it, if it sticks in your mind and it's running in the background, you're going to wind up losing hope. I mean, you get to see all the evil shit man can do to each other, all the injustice, all the craziness, and people are like, fuck it, why am I even here? This is absolutely hopeless. You don't need to be there. If you're in that spot, watch my videos, get laughing, build your own goddamn hope. That's why I run this channel. You will experience helplessness. And you get that attitude, well, if this could happen to them, it could happen to me and my loved ones. and you get like this feedback loop of anxiety and the helplessness. I understand completely. Next, you get, why are we doing this? This is completely pointless. This is stupid. All right? Again, you don't want to get to the pointless part, because people who get to the pointless part have lost basically their purpose. They lose the guiding light in their life, and they're stuck in the darkness. You need to stay away from pointlessness. If you wind up hopeless, helpless, and pointless, rebuild it all with some comedy. Again, I've got 2,000 videos up. Take your pick. Next is guilt and shame. These are big with service members, especially if they've had individuals killed in their unit while they were there. Talked to a lot of guys who have to deal with this, and I'm going to tell you right now. Go in the mirror. Take a good, long look at yourself. Do you have a big S on your chest? A bat? All right. Can you like be bulletproof and run at the speed of sound? No, you're just a standard motherfucking human. You make mistakes just like everyone else. No one is perfect. And if people were killed on your watch or in your unit, the world is a shitty motherfucking place. And that's just the way it goes. You got to wash yourself of that shame and guilt. And here we go with the PTSD. Again, I suffer from this pretty badly. The way I deal with it is I avoid the triggers and the reminders. Part of my therapy, again, I talked about the stuff in my videos just to get it off my soul and throw it out into the ether and stop it from running in the background, which I was unsuccessful in doing it 100%, but it allows me to function in the world. Now, granted, I have a hard time with walking into butcher shops, being around burnt bacon, traffic circles, rush hour traffic, crowded bars. My startle response is a little on the egregious side when it comes to certain types of explosions, but it comes with the territory. Now, if you choose to walk into any of these boots, you're going to have to realize there's a cost you're going to pay for it. Plain and simple. You can get through it. You don't have to self-delete. You don't have to take the permanent solution to that temporary problem. We have way too many people out there choosing that option needlessly, and it needs to fucking stop. I'm pretty much the only comedian on the planet giving military comedy briefings about shit like this, and it's shameful, but somebody's got to do it. I guess it's me. Take it easy.